And there's a group of people out there in churches that will try to teach you that once you get saved, batteries come included, you should sin no more. No more sin, no more this, and if you sin, you're not even saved. That's false, folks. Amen. The Bible says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. The Bible says there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So, you know, you must be calling God a liar if you put that in the Bible to say there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not, okay? And so what I'm not saying is this, is that once you cut off the umbilical cord, you're just good to go. No, because this is also a process in life, right? The process of sanctification, getting right with God, cleaning up your life, doing that which is pleasing unto the Lord. Now go to Judges chapter 16, if you would. Judges chapter 16. I'm going to give you an example of this. Title is Cutting the Unbiblical Cord. Hey, if you're saved, now that you're saved, now that you're in church, now that you know the truth, now it's time to clean up your life.
Amen. Amen.
Now it's time to put off the fornication.
Right.
Right? What is fornication? Having physical relations with the opposite sex before marriage. Amen. That's fornication. And you know what? It's a grievous sin. It's a wicked sin that God does not approve of. And in fact, the Bible specifically says that if an individual is involved in fornication in the local church, they cannot be in that local church. That's what the Bible says. According to 1 Corinthians 5, people who commit fornication are to be excommunicated from the church, to put away the leaven from among them, lest they, you know, the church becomes a cesspool of sin. You know, hey, if you were involved in weed, you do a little recreational drugs, local church, if you're involved in those things. And look, even if you weren't in church, you should quit doing that stupid nonsense. Why? Because I'm sure everyone here doesn't want to be a stupid person.
Right.
And you know what alcohol does to you? It makes you stupid.
Right.
Yeah, I said it. It makes you an idiot. It makes you stupid. Smoking weed makes you stupid. Doing drugs makes you stupid. Doing shrooms, grievous. They're for our benefit. God's not saying don't drink because he doesn't want you to have any fun. There's no fun waking up on Sunday morning with a hangover, throwing up, wondering what you did the previous night because you don't even remember because you blacked out. That's not fun.
Amen.
Samson. Of course, Samson was one of the strongest men in the Bible. And we obviously understand later on he is deceived by Delilah and he ends up getting his eyes plucked out. He ended his life really bad, okay? Got his eyes gouged out, was made fun of, ultimately committed suicide. And it was really bad for him. But he was one of the strongest men in the Bible. It's not because he had muscles or because he was able to deadlift a whole lot. It's because he was filled with the Spirit.
Right.
And that Spirit, when they would come upon him, would give him this supernatural strength to do these amazing tasks. And he was able to accomplish much, even in his lifetime. But we see that he meets a woman by the name of Delilah. And Delilah is trying to wrap him with cords and trying to, you know, get him killed. And he breaks through the cords. And, you know, we see that done a couple times. And sometimes when I read the story of Samson, I'm like, you're an idiot, man. Like, after the third or fourth time of her trying to figure out where my strength lies, it's like, I don't think you really love me. You're trying to kill me. But any parent knows when their teenager falls in love, it's over.